The huge number of COVID cases across most of Australia is affecting the number of people who can donate blood, with thousands of appointments left empty every day. To try to tackle that, the Red Cross is changing the rules about how quickly you can resume donations if you've had COVID, as Alexia Atwood explains.
Arthur Bozikas relies on the goodwill of others to live.
I was born with beta thalassemia major. I do produce red blood cells, but they're not functioning. And so every 4 weeks, I need to get blood to survive.
The Sydney man was told he wouldn't make it past the age of 21. But thanks to medication and other people's blood, Arthur's still going strong.
I've had over 700 blood transfusions, over 6,600 injections, and over 2,200 packs of blood since birth. And I'm 60 years old at the moment. The fact that people were donating blood really spurred me on, and that view still stayed with me all these years, their generosity.
As COVID cases continue to rise, the number of blood donations continues to drop. Professor Ian Gosball is the Director of Donor and Blood Safety at the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, which is responsible for the collection and distribution of blood products.
This is the time of year where Australians go on holidays, and also the COVID activity is high and there's various restrictions that have been in place, and also people have been contacts and sometimes got COVID. So all of that combines to result in less people actually coming in to donate.
Every day, thousands of appointments aren't filled, and the number of people cancelling is at its highest since the pandemic began.
We're actually getting one in two appointments resulting in a donation, which is really quite a low number, and there's 4,500 no-shows and cancellations every day.
So, like many other parts of our lives, the rules are changing in a bid to get more donors back in the door. Until now, people who've had COVID had to wait until they were fully recovered and then another 28 days before donating blood. From Sunday, once you're fully recovered, you'll just need to wait 7 days before booking an appointment.
Worldwide, there's 330 million reported cases of COVID and zero instances of transmission through any sort of blood transfusion. So it seems that the COVID agent is not able to be transmitted through blood. When we had the original 28-day deferral, it was when there was not as much scientific knowledge about the virus as what there is now. And we chose that to be very conservative. With the data in now that it's not transmissible by transfusion, that we can reduce this to 7 days, which aligns with the period for influenza or a cold or those sorts of common infections that we have. People basically have to recover so they're physically fit to be able to donate.
Arthur Bozikas has still been able to get his monthly transfusions throughout the pandemic, but he's hoping more people will consider helping others.
Car accidents are not going to stop. Cancer's not going to stop. Patients like myself are going to continue needing blood. Things don't stop in a pandemic. People still need blood.
Last year, the Red Cross collected 1.6 million donations. It's hoping that despite the difficult start to the year, that thousands of people won't forget the patients who will still need their donations in the months to come.
That report from Alexia Atwood and Stephanie Boris.